Menasha Hill is the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's veteran service officer and a veteran himself. Hill says the Native Veterans Home Ownership Committee was created to help make veterans aware of what's available to assist them in purchasing a home.
You know, as veterans, we don't know how a lot of what's out there for us. That's available to us, I guess. But what is out there, the mainstream approach, it is not applicable on reservations and with our Native veterans.
Hill points to the Veterans Administration's Native American Direct Loan Program, created to assist Native veterans with purchasing or constructing homes on tribal lands.
The Native American Direct Loan Program is advertised as a good thing for Native vets. And the only difference between a conventional loan and a Native American Direct Loan is that with a Native American Direct Loan, you can build on trust property. But to do that, it adds to the headaches that you go through. Good. I'm really pushing for a better way to access those funds to help veterans get homes.
That better way may be through Native Community Development financial institutions like Lakota Funds. The executive director, Tawny Brunch, offered her group's assistance after learning that the regional Native American Direct Loan Office led the nation last year with just 6 approved Native American loans.
We decided that a few key organizations serving our reservation communities, like Lakota Funds and Mazeska, the Native CDFI serving Pine Ridge, could provide hands-on assistance.
Brunch says proximity and familiarity with local needs and regulations make Native CDFI's involvement in Native veterans' home ownership a no-brainer. She adds that the plan is already showing success with Mazeska, the Pine Ridge CDFI mortgage lender, approving an Oglala veterans' home loan just 2 weeks ago. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.